In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The Dow and the S&P 500 had their worst Christmas Eve declines ever. The Dow was down 2.9% yesterday. The S&P 500 fell 2.7%. The Nasdaq was down 2.2%. It is worth pointing out that the economy itself is doing well. The economy and markets are not the same thing. But still, it's been a terrible December for stocks. You can take your pick of reasons. The partial government shutdown, uncertainty about rising interest rates, but also alarm over the president's attacks on the Federal Reserve. Last Friday, it was reported that the president inquired about firing Fed Chair Jay Powell. Then Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin denied those reports, but the president came out swinging yesterday, tweeting that the only problem our economy has is the Fed. For context, the Federal Reserve is meant to operate independently from politics, and the past three presidents have refrained from criticizing it openly. Sarah Binder is a professor at George Washington University who studies the Fed. She says it's an open legal question whether the president can actually fire a Fed chair for anything other than breaking the law or serious misconduct. Binder is also the co-author of The Myth of Independence, How Congress Governs the Federal Reserve. Good morning.
Good morning.
So maybe you can start by just giving us a quick refresher. Why does the Fed exist and what is it trying to accomplish when it raises or lowers interest rates?
The point of the Fed is to really to manage the economy, manage growth, make sure that inflation doesn't get too out of control so that the value of people's money doesn't deteriorate, but also to make sure that in times when the economy is doing poorly, is to make sure that Americans have and businesses have access to credit. And they do that by raising, lowering the interest rates and other monetary tools. But they're supposed to keep their eye on the medium to long term to try to make sure that the economy remains on a steady course.
One of the reasons why markets have reacted so badly to this is because, you know, it creates a sense that the Fed might not be independent. But on the other hand, didn't you write a book about how the Fed isn't really independent?
It's structurally independent. The Fed doesn't have to turn to Congress for its budget. Fed governors have very long terms, but it sits in the middle of the political system, and it is probably the most important economic policymaker in the United States, if not the world. And that means it's going to be subject to pressure from presidents, from lawmakers, from markets. And the question is, how do they balance those political pressures against what they're seeing in the economy to make choices about policy?
And as you mentioned, the president's been pressuring the Fed for the past year. What is different about this past week that seems to have shaken everybody?
Presidents before Bill Clinton regularly pressured the Fed, but only when the economy was doing poorly. And that is what is so striking here. The Fed has achieved very low inflation, perhaps too low, and it's got record employment. And so it's just unusual that the president would push the Fed to be even more dovish at a time when we're in ostensibly such a strong recovery.
Where do we go from here?
So I think that's the big question for the Fed, is how does the credibility of the Fed come out of these attacks by the president, which have been going on for a good year, even as the Fed has been, you know, incrementally raising rates. But just the sheer mention of the potential that he might dismiss Jay Powell, that is destabilizing in itself. And it creates an open question about how the Fed comes through the crisis.
Sarah Binder is professor of political science at George Washington University and co-author of The Myth of Independence, How Congress Governs the Federal Reserve. Thank you so much.
Sure. Anytime.